This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In California, Governor Jerry Brown has been on the campaign trail. He's not up for re-election. He's campaigning for massive infrastructure projects. Some of these Brown's been pushing for decades. But why is he on the offensive now when his state faces multi-billion dollar deficits? From KALW in San Francisco, here's Ben Trefney.
When Governor Brown signed an $8 billion transportation bill in San Francisco last week, he acknowledged he's been at this a long time.
You know, I signed my first high-speed rail bill 30 years ago. It's taken that long to get things going.
High-speed rail isn't the only thing he's pushing. He also wants a pair of tunnels to transfer water from northern to southern California. Cost? Anywhere from $14 to $24 billion, depending on your favorite estimate. Figures similar to the deficit California faces year after year. If the projects do get built, they would be completed after the 74-year-old Brown is out of office. Sacramento Bee columnist Dan Walters says that's part of the point. The lifelong politician, once nicknamed Governor Moonbeam, wants more of a concrete legacy.
He wants people to look back on him and say, "Now that Jerry, he did some really great stuff," rather than, "Hey, Jerry, he was kind of crazy." You know?
There is one constant over Jerry Brown's long political career. He's always shooting for the moon. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Marketplace.